Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying tale is based at the Kings Canyon National Park in 2017. A park ranger and his colleague encounter some horrific things on this day. Now, this day is on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day, so things may get a little interesting. But not only that, things become terrifying. Now, let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Hello, Campfire Tales. I worked as a park ranger at Kings Canyon National Park. It was an average morning for me on February 14th, 2017. I woke up to the sound of birds chirping outside, meaning it was the crack of dawn, ultimately meaning it was time for me to get up and start my day. I always woke up and started every morning with a positive attitude. It was just who I was. But for some odd reason, my intuition was trying to let me know something that day. From the moment I woke up, I had this sinking feeling in my stomach and an impending sense of doom. I tried my absolute best to brush off these feelings, and went into my bathroom and got ready to start my day. I took a shower and got dressed before putting on my boots and heading out the front door. I sighed as I entered my car, wondering why this weird feeling wouldn't go away gave me anxiety. I decided to continue to ignore it, as it was most likely just nonsense. After a while of driving, I arrived at work. I was working the early morning shift, which was usually assigned to 1 to 3 people. It seemed on that day it was assigned to 2 people, as I took notice of the other car parked there. I knew who the car belonged to. It was my coworker Mindy. To be honest, I did have a little bit of a work crush on her, but I kept my feelings at bay, as I was aware that she was happily married to her husband of 4 years. I got out of my car and grabbed my keys from my pants while walking to the front door. I unlocked the front door and went inside. "Hey, Mindy," I said. "Hey," Mindy replied back. I took off my coat and hung it up on the coat rack before walking over to my desk. I logged into my computer and checked what work I had assigned for the day. It looked as if I was assigned a routine trash pickup in an hour. I sat back and relaxed in my chair, giving myself a few moments to properly wake up. "Any Valentine's Day plans?" Mindy suddenly asked me from across the room. I was slightly shocked by the question, considering she had a husband, but I figured I was overthinking it, and she was just asking as a friendly work conversation starter.
No, I don't have any plans. What about you?" I asked nervously.
"Me neither," Mindy said after chuckling at my nervousness.
"Oh," I replied, being confused as to why she didn't have any plans if she was married.
"Yeah, my husband wants to do something after I get off work, but he doesn't know that I found the text messages between him and my sister," Mindy replied.
"Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So, was he cheating on you?" I asked, quickly realizing they may have been too personal of a question.
"No, he's just been messaging my sister in secret to be platonic friends with her," Mindy replied in what sounded like a sarcastic tone, but I wasn't entirely sure.
"Oh, my bad," I started.
"Of course he's cheating, you dumbass."
Mindy cut me off playfully before letting out a chuckle. "Oh, well, I'm sorry then," I replied.
"Eh, It's not your problem. I was getting kind of sick of his bullcrap anyways, Mindy replied. I chuckled and agreed with her. All right, well, I'm off to go clean up the West Trail, Mindy said before opening the door and shutting it behind her. I leaned back in my chair and grew an inquisitive look on my face. I wondered if Mindy had asked me if I had any Valentine's Day plans because she wanted to do something, or if she just wanted an excuse to rant about her husband's cheating antics. I did some work on my computer for a little bit until it was time for me to start my trash pickup on the East Trail. I got out of my chair and headed over to the door. I grabbed my coat and put it on before opening the door and embracing the cold February air. I walked into the dirt parking lot and walked the few hundred steps needed to reach the East Trail. I had grabbed some trash bags that were attached to the trail sign and began my assignment. A few minutes into the assignment, the sound of someone walking in the distance caught my attention. The voice was male and unusually emotionless and monotone. The voice was too far away to hear a single word, but I just brushed it off and continued picking up the trash on the trail. I bent down to pick up another piece of trash when I suddenly heard the voice scream, "No!" quite suddenly. The voice sounded angry, not scared. I wanted to continue my assignment, but it was almost done and my paranoia wouldn't let me stay on that trail for another minute. I tied up all of my trash bags and started back down the trail. I finally made it to the end of the trail and walked the few hundred steps needed to reach the large dumpster in the parking lot. I walked the few dozen paces needed to reach the front door and let myself in. "Hey," Mindy greeted me as I entered. "Hey, I heard this weird dude in the distance on the trail. He was talking for a while and then suddenly shouted no all angrily. I ran after that," I explained to Mindy. "Huh, that's weird. I'm pretty sure we're the only
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Employees signed for this shift, right? Mindy asked.
Exactly. That's why it scared me, I explained.
Huh. Well, let's just keep a lookout and not let our guard down, I guess, Mindy replied, half focused on whatever she was doing on her computer. I sat back down in my chair and tried to relax, but I realized I was incredibly bored. I figured that I was most likely just overreacting to the voice I heard earlier, and that I should get back out there and finish my trash pickup. I groaned as I got up from my chair.
"Where are you going?" Mindy questioned.
"I'm gonna finish the trash job. I was probably just overreacting to the voice out there."
"I don't know, man. It sounds pretty creepy to me. I sure as hell wouldn't want to go back out there if that was me."
"You're brave. That's what I like about you."
Mindy said before growing a smile on her face. Is she flirting with me right now? Oh, yeah, thanks. I said awkwardly before turning around and exiting the office through the front door. I shut the door behind me and instantly began to analyze and question the details of Mindy's and I's most recent interaction. I made it back to the trail and grabbed some trash bags before beginning to walk on it. I opened up the first trash bag and was confused to see new trash in the places I had just picked up around 15 minutes prior to this. I examined the trash and noticed it all seemed foreign. I saw a few chip bags that had bizarre ancient-looking text on it, and the color of the bag was something I hadn't ever seen before, almost incomprehensible. I looked at more of the trash and noticed the same thing. They were all snack wrappers with the same bizarre color and foreign text. I decided to pick one up and examine it further, but when I did, I was instantly hit with an unexplainable shock that kind of hurt. I decided to ignore this bizarre trash and continue on the path. As I continued to walk down the path, I noticed that the entire path was littered with the strange snack wrappers. And as I progressed further on the trail, I realized that somehow it was now entirely covered with the strange wrappers until I couldn't even see the ground anymore. I continued to walk through the trail, shuffling through all the trash when suddenly I fell into a deep hole. I remembered hitting my head quite hard, seeing stars, and then passing out. I woke up to an unknown amount of time later, inside of the hole. Luckily, it was still light outside, so I could see the light shining from the sun in the hole. I instantly began to panic once I realized the situation I was in. I began to scream for help as loud as I possibly could. But after 5 minutes, still no one had arrived to come to my rescue. I checked my pocket for my phone, and was incredibly relieved when I had found it. I unlocked my phone and was devastated to see that I had zero service. It did make sense though, the hole was pretty deep. I began to scream for help for 5 more minutes, until finally I heard footsteps in the distance. I became incredibly excited and desperate. Who is that? I hear your footsteps. Please help me. I'm stuck down here. Help! I screamed out as the footsteps got louder and closer, but for some reason, I still was not given a verbal response by the individual who was walking near the hole. I thought about the situation for a second, and I realized that I had never seen this hole before, and that it looked to be freshly made. I realized that this was clearly an elaborate trap. Who or whatever did this covered the ground with trash so their victim wouldn't be able to see the hole before they fell right into it. The footsteps finally stopped once they had reached the hole. I looked up slowly, fearful of what or who I was about to lay my eyes on. But to my great relief, Mindy was staring back at me. Dude, what the hell happened here? Why is there weird trash littered everywhere? And why the hell are you stuck in a hole? Mindy asked. I don't know, but please help me, I replied. Okay, give me 5 minutes. I gotta head back and grab a rope. Or something that could get you out of here. Just hang tight. Mindy explained before running off. I took a deep sigh of relief, knowing that I would be saved. But nonetheless, I was still quite shaken up about the absurdity of the situation. I tried to get as comfortable as possible in this cramped hole, but I settled on it being impossible. 5 minutes had passed and Mindy had not returned. I began to grow worried. I checked the time on my phone once more and saw that 10 minutes had now passed. I began to grow more worried and began to wonder if the same thing that did this to me somehow got a hold of Mindy. I began to bite my nails in distress when 15 minutes had passed and she still hadn't arrived. After 20 minutes, I gave up all hope. I accepted my fate. I accepted the fact that I would die right here in this hole. I accepted the fact that it would be a slow, painful death from dehydration and hunger,
when suddenly I heard footsteps and my entire face lit up with hope.
"Hey, I'm sorry it took so long, but I'm back,"
Mindy yelled before her face was in view.
"It's okay. Just get me out of here, like right now," I replied.
Finally, she came into view, and I could see that her face was bleeding from all sorts of places.
"Jeez, what happened to you?"
I asked her. "I ran into a wolf, end of story. Anyways, we need to focus on getting you out of there," Mindy said. She brought a rope into view. "Let's see if this will do the trick," Mindy said before throwing the rope down to me. She threw the rope down to me, and luckily it was long enough for me to reach.
"All right, now that we know that it's long enough, let me tie it to a tree real quick,"
Mindy said before pulling the rope back up and walking away into the distance. A few minutes later, she came back and threw the rope down again. Luckily, I had a good amount of upper body strength, so I believed that I could do it. I placed both of my hands on the rope and began to pull myself up. It was a struggle, but after a few minutes, I felt the sweet ground above.
"Thank you so much," I said to Mindy out of breath.
"No problem," she replied.
"Well, what do we do now?" I questioned.
"Well, there is this really cool nook in the rocks not too far from here," Mindy stated suggestively.
What do you mean?" I said, nervous.
"Well, we're the only ones working right now, and it's Valentine's Day, so I thought maybe we could do something, but I understand if not," Mindy replied.
No, yeah, I'd love to,"
I replied before forming a huge smile on my face.
"Great, follow me then," Mindy replied.
Mindy began to run through the trail, still littered with these bizarre trash bags.
"Hey, slow down! What if there's another one of those traps?" I yelled.
"Stop being so scared," she yelled back before slowing her pace and waiting for me.
We walked around for 15 minutes until we had reached our destination. I stopped and looked around. There was this little nook that was in between two big rocks. We both took a seat, and things quickly escalated. We were enjoying ourselves when suddenly I began to hear shuffling in the forest.
What was that?" I asked.
"Who cares? It's probably a squirrel or something," Mindy replied.
"No, give me a second. I gotta go check," I replied.
I got up and looked around the surrounding forest. Nothing seemed to be concerning until I suddenly locked eyes with two human eyes, peering at me from behind a tree. It took me a second, but I recognized the eyes. They were my supervisors.
"Oh my god. Oh, John. Oh, what are you doing all the way out here?"
"Help!"
My supervisor suddenly screamed in the extremely monotone and emotionless voice.
"What the F is going on? Are you okay?" I asked.
"Get out!"
he suddenly screamed, his voice glitching and distorting halfway through, making me realize that whatever this was, it clearly wasn't the supervisor that I was familiar with.
"What the hell is going on over there?"
Mindy called out.
I'm not too sure. Just come here," I called back out.
"Okay, one sec,"
Mindy replied. I continued to stare at this creature, unsure of what to do, when suddenly it showed its true form. The creature suddenly turned into a horrific black humanoid figure.
"Help!"
the creature suddenly called out, but this time in my exact voice, sending chills down my spine.
"What are you?"
I asked the creature.
"What are you?"
the creature replied, mocking me. Mindy finally arrived.
"What in God's name is this thing?" she screamed out.
"Watch out!"
I screamed to Mindy as the creature suddenly came charging at her. I watched as the creature quickly and effortlessly consumed every ounce of Mindy. Tears of fear, sadness, and anger began to stream down my face.
I knew that I needed to do something other than just standing there, so I turned and ran as fast as I could. I ran and ran until my legs were sore and felt as if they were on fire, but I still kept going, and I didn't dare look back once. Finally, I had reached the parking lot, and I still couldn't bring up the courage to look behind me. I took a huge risk and slowed down my pace and walked the rest of the way to the office. I knew that the late morning shift crew would now be there. I made it to the door and finally turned around. I let out a huge sigh of relief and began the knock on the door. One of the employees opened the door and I explained that a man had just murdered Mindy in the woods. I didn't tell them the real story as I knew they would not believe me. The next few hours were a blur. The police arrived and I had to anxiously explain my story, knowing that it was all a lie. I quit my job right after that and never looked back.